Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at nashvillepublicradio.org.
UHRS Cookeville. You can find a complete schedule of all our programs and listen to a live stream of any of our program channels at WPLN.org. It's 9 o'clock.
Support for Car Talk and NPR comes from NPR member stations and
Lumber Liquidators,
hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring with a Floor Finder app for iPad and iPhone.
Learn more at lumberliquidators.com.
And Tire Rack, offering an online tool for finding tires based on vehicle, needs, budget, and brand at TireRack.com. And
Esurance,
insurance for the modern world. They were born online and offer tools for drivers to make decisions about their car insurance.
I have my own tools.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Exactly.
Esurance, an Allstate company. Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And we're broadcasting this week from the Department of Revealing Information here at Car Talk Plaza. Now, I have in my hand the results of the fourth annual mechanics poll. Now, this is legit. This is conducted by Valvoline in conjunction with ASE, Automotive Service Excellence Organization.
Yeah.
Well, here's the news. 200 mechanics were surveyed and asked the following question. While working on your customers' cars, what items are you most likely to find? Here are the results.
Yeah, I'll look at one here. 98% of mechanics mentioned dirty clothes.
Well,
yeah, I understand that.
Tied with partially eaten food.
95% found money. 91% found personal letters. 88% found personal hygiene items. What in the heck would that be?
Mm-hmm.
67% found a dead animal, and 55% found a live animal.
Well, quite honestly, I was kind of disappointed that they didn't kind of follow up and go more in depth, you know.
Sure, I mean, there's more to be learned here. There's much more to be learned.
So I have some questions that I'd like asked in the next mechanic survey, the fifth annual, when they do it next year.
Yeah.
These relate to those items mechanics find in our cars.
Yeah.
Number one, did they at least try on the dirty clothes they found? I saw Ralph in a miniskirt next to a 72 Fiat the other day.
That's a good idea.
Number two, what percentage of the partially eaten food did they at least taste?
Yeah.
Pete doesn't even bother bringing a lunch anymore. He figures somebody's going to have something in his car. Number three, we know that they kept the money they found, so we don't need to ask anything about that. Number four, did they read the personal letters they found? Were they able to read the personal letters they found? And my final question is about the personal hygiene items they found. Did they know what they were? Hey, Vinny, what's this anti-perspirant stuff?
Yeah.
Now,
well, I think you should be in the questionnaire.